The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first hour, you just missed Mike Greenberg talking about his new show on ESPN. You missed us having a new desk and changing things up in here. And not having a door, and then having a door. So lots of stuff happening in that first hour. And all available on podcastarena.com. Also, Astros opener today. Now, 4-0 Astros. Carlos Correa with the RBI double, driving in Jose Altuve, who walked. So it's 4-0, top of the eighth, with one out. And the Astros are pretty much doing what they're supposed to do.
They're sports balling.
Yeah, which is beat the Rangers.
Yeah.
And even though Shin Soo Choo thinks they're going to the playoffs.
Right. First blown save of the season directly affects my fantasy team.
Of course it does.
Dylan Bundy, who's probably the worst pitcher I have on my team. 7 innings, no runs, 7 strikeouts.
Solid.
Can't ask for much more. The Orioles closer comes in and...
I guess you can't ask for more. You can
and
ask,
blows it.
You can ask him to close out the game.
Yeah, he should have just gone 9, Dylan. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Bum.
Somebody asked, you guys ever bet on baseball? And I know you used to.
I used to.
I don't. So
I've lived and learned. It's not for me.
Well, it's a
difficult game to beat.
People try to, at this time of year, especially once basketball kind of winds down, people look for different things to try to play, and baseball seems like an easy thing to play. But baseball, to me, I've never had much luck trying to bet on it, and I just don't have the interest in betting on it. And there's always other stuff, because I've still got, I'm coming up on Triple Crown season, so I got stuff to bet on there. I got hockey playoffs to bet on. I'll drop a few NBA playoff bets in here and there. So there's plenty of action for me. It's just baseball's, it's just not something I'm interested in playing.
Yeah. Well, I play fantasy and I play on DraftKings.
It keeps
me invested in it.
And I do, I'm going to be playing on Draft a lot, which is cool because that I like. And technically that's, I think it's considered gambling, but whatever. I mean, you're putting money up and using your skill against other people, but we'll see. 713-780-ESPN's your number. So do we want to go through and, to me, I think we'd waste a lot of time if we went through and predicted every division winner, because is there really anybody other than the top six that you would pick to win a division?
I was going to say, it's kind of funny. It feels like there's 7 teams already that you can almost pencil into the playoffs.
Feels like that, doesn't it?
And so basically the whole season's coming down to there's 3 available spots.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, but, and I don't know if that's a bad thing for baseball or a good thing for baseball. Where it becomes a good thing for baseball is all of the teams that are really, with the exception of the Cardinals, I would say, all the public teams, the most public teams, like the with the broadest national following.
Dodgers, Red Sox, Yankees.
Cubs. Yeah. They're all locked in. I would assume that, barring some massive,
Does anybody in the AL win one of the divisions other than Yankees, Indians, Astros? Could you see the Red Sox?
I could see the Red Sox winning.
I think that's the one where I could see the Red Sox winning. I'm not so sure the Indians are quite as good as they were last year and the year before, but I don't see anybody that could win that division.
I'm with you.
So
the Royals have fallen off the map altogether. The Twins were pretty good last year.
Yeah, but I think there was a little bit of fluke to that. And I think they're probably your best bet. But and as far as the
AL West, it's tough to imagine anyone else.
I know Barry who wrote detailed previews of every team today for SportsMap, including his predictions. He's high on the Angels. I'm still in wait and see mode on them.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about
it. It's just like the Mariners. I always expect the Mariners to be better than they are. I don't really see anybody who's going to give the Astros much of a run. But I think there's a good chance that the wild cards. Well, I think you pencil in the Red Sox, and then after that, I think it's kind of a crapshoot for the other one. And it might be one of the other teams in the East. You may have two of them there. And then NL, same thing. I can't really see anybody beating the Nationals. Can't see anybody. I think the Cubs win the Central. And I think the Dodgers might be a little vulnerable just because there's really good teams in that division. But they're still better than everybody else. So I wish, because I went through it, and I'm trying to find a long shot that I like or somebody different just so that you're not being predictable. But I think in the end, it's going to come down to Yankees, Astros, and the AL. And I think it's going to come down to Dodgers, Cubs again in the NL, and you're going to get two of those four teams for the World Series. And I think, to me, I'll be surprised if the Astros aren't in the mix to repeat. If I had to pick, I would pick the Astros over the Cubs.
That's your World Series projection?
Yes, in the Battle of the Beans.
Oh, the bean battle.
Yeah. The loser has to get rid of their bean. What do you think?
I'll go Dodgers over Yankees.
Okay. Yeah, I could see the Yankees certainly winning it. Right now, I don't think their pitching's good enough, but they're also the Yankees. They'll trade for somebody.
Exactly.
And they'll bring in some arms when the time comes. But I think, to me, the Astros... Here's a bold statement thing for you. I'll do my hot take thing. I think this is the... On paper, like if everybody played to their average MLB season... This is the best Astros team they've ever had going into the season. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but I think they're better than last year. You make a case they have the best rotation in baseball. They've certainly got one of the best lineups in baseball. The bullpen's better. And I know that they've had some great teams in the past, and we talked to Phil Garner yesterday.
Yeah, that 2004 team would be the one that I'd put in the conversation with them.
Yeah, but I would take this pitching staff over there.
I think I might.
Certainly the starting. Now, the bullpen.
Bullpen was way better.
But. I think you can make a pretty good case that going into the season, this is the best team they've ever had.
I wouldn't argue it.
Doesn't mean that they're going to win. I don't want to, but man, when you just go down the line, when a kid like Kyle Tucker is not even a thought to make the roster, that's a pretty good sign.
Yeah.
And Mike says if the Mets pitching stays healthy, they could challenge the Nationals. That's
yeah,
one
but
of the teams,
Mets pitching never stays healthy.
Yeah, that's one of the teams I looked at, and I kind of thought, well, maybe, because I wanted to pick against the Nationals, and I wanted to find an excuse to pick against the Cubs, and I couldn't.
But almost none of their guys can stay healthy. I mean, Matt Harvey can't stay healthy. Mats can't stay healthy. Their fielders can't stay healthy either. They're bad. Cespedes has been banged up, and if that team can be healthy, yeah. But I have a hard time picturing that happening.
Well, and that's the other thing. Health always comes into play for everybody. And that's one thing about this Astros team. You could lose two starting pitchers for an extended period of time and still have a pretty damn good rotation.
Yeah.
Even if you lost your top two guys, you'd still be throwing Garrett Cole and McCullers, and you can bring McHugh back in there. I mean, they've got depth in that rotation, which is a really good thing. So, I think they'll be really good, and it doesn't mean they're going to win the World Series, though, because, frankly, all those teams we mentioned are very good also.
Yeah.
Dustin wants to know, where can I take a prop bet for all the Houston teams to win it all? Astros, Rockets, Texans. It's got to be great odds, right?
You could probably get that on some offshore book right now. It's just but it's usually they don't allow you to parlay props like that.
Yeah, yeah. That would be you would get paid on that if it actually happened. So, just says
let's just say the likelihood of that happening is pretty slim, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's hard to win one championship.
It is, and as good as
and they've got two teams that deserve to be in the conversation for sure.
Well, but, I said as good as the Astros are, it doesn't mean they're going to win.
Yeah,
the Dodgers had a historically good team last year. Well, they didn't win.
Yeah, so, I mean, being the best team on paper doesn't doesn't assure you anything.
No.
And I was thinking about that on the way in. It's like, you know, really the expectation, like if you win a World Series every 30 years,
yeah.
I mean, you're in the haves.
You know? You're basically just like University of Texas football.
Yeah, but I mean, with considering there's 30 teams,
yeah.
If you're one of the teams that wins over a 30-year span, that's pretty good, because trust me, there's a lot. When you start thinking about the Yankees winning multiples, Red Sox, those types of teams winning multiple World Series, if you're one of the ones that get one, you should count yourself lucky.
Well, look how long it took to get the first one.
Yeah.
It was more than 30 years.
Yep.
Look how long the Cubs went and how long the Indians have gone. And the Cubs have had some pretty good teams over the years. It's not like they've been the Browns. So and the Indians have too. It's not easy to do, and to win two of them kind of puts you into a different area. And that's why, to me, it's so impressive what teams like the Cardinals do year in and year out, where they're usually in the mix.
Yeah.
And then every few years they win a World Series. And I think that's what they're trying to build here, and hopefully that's what they're able to do.
What's your guess on Astros over 96.5?
I was looking at all those prop bets for the numbers on the win totals, and I would have to say I think they go over it, but if I were betting it, I'd bet under.
You have to bet under.
Right. That's because all it takes is one good 10-game losing streak.
Yeah.
Because everybody goes cold. And by the way, winning 96 games, still pretty damn impressive.
No doubt.
If you come up a half game short, that's still pretty good. So, yeah.
But these teams, like the Dodgers, are the same way. Their number's 96.5. I'd go under with them, too. It's just...
Yeah, those big numbers like that.
It's hard to get 100 wins, and I mean, asking for 97 is basically asking for 100, and that's doesn't happen a lot anymore.
And again, I think especially with the Astros in this division, if they're sitting on 88, 89 wins and a 15-game lead, and there's no way they catch, say, the Yankees for the best record, I could see them just kind of coasting in, and all right, we'll get our 95, 96, and get ready for the playoffs.
I'll give you a couple that I like.
Okay.
Indians over 94.5.
So that's another big number. Anything in the mid to high 90s, I'm going to pass on.
The Indians would have to be 8 games worse than they were last year to not hit that number.
They might still win the division by 10 games.
Their division is so awful. I mean, when you've got the White Sox and the Royals, I mean, it's just a mess over there. And that's the same reason I like the Nationals over 92.5. I mean, they've won 95 in 3 of the last 4 years. And they play in a division with the Marlins and the Braves. They should win 92.5.
Yeah, the Braves should go out and sign Scott Kazmir and then cut him.
I mean, Listen, it ain't pretty.
No.
Phillies are going to be a little bit better, too. But I still think that's an attainable number for the Nationals.
Well, if you do want to get in and play, man, here's the place to do it. Go to draft.com. And this is daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like anything you've played before. Because on draft, you play live snake drafts with other people. It's just like in your season-long league. And you can go in, and they've got everything set up for you. You can play head-to-head. You can play three-person. You can play 10-person. They've got opportunities for you to go in. And when you play, you draft players. You go through that snake draft. So you're going to have a different team than everybody else. It lasts for one night, and when you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You just set your lineup and go. And the best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash. You want to play for a dollar? They got a dollar. You want to play for $275? They got that. Whatever you want to play for. And there's a draft for everybody, whatever your budget is. And you can win real, cold, hard cash. I've been playing hockey. Now I'm into the baseball. And it's very cool because I love this. The reason I like this more than everybody else is, hey, when I'm on here, if I have Justin Verlander today, which I do, nobody else has him because I drafted him. And in those other leagues, when you're just putting a roster together based on salaries, yeah, everybody could have him. So get in there and play. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer or go to draft.com. And for a limited time, all blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Select Draft in your app store and go to draft.com. Enter the promo code FRED. That's draft.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We're on to the top of the ninth where your Astros are winning 4-0. Justin Verlander, 6 innings today, 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. I have him in my draft league. He's my starting pitcher today. Brad Peacock pitched the last inning. So there you go. There's your update on what your Astros are doing day one, which is exactly what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Beat the crap out
of them. I don't want to say it's safely in hand, but.
No, because I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah.
They're 3 outs away with a 4-run lead, and they may put more runs up here because they tend to eat bullpens. Mike sent us this story on this teacher from Arizona, the 27-year-old Brittany Zamora, who's been accused of sexing a 13-year-old. I've had that for a couple days. I just haven't had a chance to get around to it. But says she made a big mistake.
You think?
And the teacher's husband begged the 13-year-old boy's parents not to report his wife.
Oh, boy.
For performing oral on him in a classroom and exchanging lewd texts.
So, wait a minute. You're telling me this guy, his wife, cheated on him with a 13-year-old boy.
Yep.
And then he begged the 13-year-old not to tell on his wife?
The parents. He begged the parents of the 13-year-old.
Man. I feel like if I were him, I would have just walked away from the whole situation.
Yeah,
once you go 13-year-old, you never go back.
No,
that's what I've heard.
I'll tell you this. I'm a pretty tolerant guy. Probably get away with a lot of things with me. Sexing a 13-year-old is not one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not really willing to call the parents and say, hey, don't rat out my wife for this.
Say, sorry, honey. You're going to jail. I think it's a good time for us to get divorced.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be okay. I think I'm moving on from here.
Yeah.
And you know what I don't want in my next wife? 13-year-olds.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Wow. Michael says, now that some time has passed and we can be objective, was Game 5 the greatest World Series game ever? If no, what is? I think it's certainly one of the top three. And I'm biased because the Astros won it.
In the conversation.
But yeah, I mean, there's... and I know right after people were saying it was the best, and that's why it's always good to get a little perspective. But I think it's if it's not, then there's a pretty short list.
Yeah. So the Blue Jays and the Phillies played a 15-14 game.
Yeah.
Back in the early 90s.
That was at the Joe Carter.
No, because that was a lower scoring game. It was a different game, but same series.
Yeah. And then the Cardinals, well, Rangers fans will remember those games where the Rangers are down to an out away from winning the World Series, what, twice, right? And the Cardinals came back and won. Those were pretty damn good games.
Well, and then was it Game 7 of the Cubs Indians went to extra innings
the year before?
Yeah. So. That's tough. I mean, it wasn't as much scoring, but it was still that's doesn't happen very often. I mean, and those two teams were so evenly matched. I think they had the same amount of runs scored in the World Series going into Game 7, and it was a one-run game. So yeah, that's probably up there at the top. And the craziest thing about that is the Cubs won the frickin' World Series, which doesn't happen.
SI.com did the top five. They had the Jays Phillies at 5.
The 4-2 game or the 15-14?
15-14, okay. Yeah. They had the 1908 World Series game 1 at number 4.
I don't remember that one.
Draw a line through that, yeah. The Astros Dodgers, they had it 2. And at number 1, they had the Rangers Cardinals.
That was a good game too. That's the other one I was going to say.
The 10-9 Cardinals Rangers game 6. So I think if that had been game 7 of Astros Dodgers and decided it there, I think it's no doubt number 1. But
even over the game 7 from the year before?
Yeah, I think so. Because that was an amazing. I mean, it was just the game had everything. And I mean, back and forth. But it's hard to be unbiased about that too. But I think because it was a game 5 and not a game 7,
yeah,
I'd probably say the other ones. Here's a good one for you. Will Stanton have more home runs than Marlins wins this year?
Ooh.
I'm going to go with Marlins wins. But
I'll go Marlins wins, but barely. Yeah. It's just like it's hard to win 100 games, it's hard to lose 100 games. That doesn't happen a lot.
It wasn't that hard around here for all those years.
Yeah.
Trotting out all. When you had major league lineups that had one major league player in it, in Jose Altuve. Yeah, it's always kind of fun to go back and look at some of those lineups that the Astros were trotting out during that stretch, and you're just like,
ugh.
And you try to do a where are they now, and you can't find them because they're not in baseball.
Yeah,
they just weren't major leaguers. Good old Brett Wallace. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We'll have Brad Powers on next. Talk betting the Final Four. I guess it's probably our last Brad Powers for a while.
Yeah, we won't talk to him for a while.
Yeah, because he's primarily college football, but he does great at college basketball as well. He's been joining us for
a while. We'll talk to him like late summer.
Yeah, definitely.
Bring him back in the phone. All right, guys, I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery with dirt-free carpet. Right now, you can get one room cleaned free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. You tell them you heard about it here on our show. You get one room of carpet clean free with any purchase, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. That's valued at $150. It's simple. They've got the best technology in the game. They're not using soaps. They're not using chemicals. This is the only way to get your house cleaned, really. And it's not just your carpet. It's your tile. It's your upholstery. It's your couch. It's your leather. It's everything. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And it's 5:30 on Thursday. It's time for our good buddy Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com and significant college basketball expert for pregame.com. How you doing, Brad?
Doing well. How are you guys on this fine Thursday evening?
Fantastic. So let's looking ahead here to the Final Four. First off, how have your bets done during the tournament? How's it gone for you so far?
It's gone well. I've had a really good college basketball season. Carried it over to the month of March. I think 14-4 last 18. 63% for the entire college basketball season. I'm a perfectionist, but this has been one season where I haven't had too much to complain about. So we'll see if we can wrap it up here with a couple of wins to close out the season.
Yeah, actually, you and Hoffman here both have just killed it this year, so I hope the listeners appreciate it. Before we get to the Final Four, anything on the NIT?
You know, the late money is starting to come on Utah. I disagree with that. I like Penn State tonight. All better right, offense, better defense, play the tougher schedule. This is their fifth game in this building in Madison Square Garden in the last month. They've covered the first four games. Significant crowd advantage in this one. And ever since they went to small ball without Watkins, one of their big forwards, I mean, Penn State 6-1 straight up, 6-1 against the number. I'm going to take the Nittany Lions tonight. And you can actually find a 3.5 or 4 out there in the marketplace right now.
Talk about the big tournament, I guess we should call it, the NCAAs. Loyola's covered every game this season, obviously, every game this postseason because they've been an underdog in every game. and they're testing us once again. What do you like Loyola's chances against against Michigan?
I don't. I'm on the other side, and I know that makes me kind of out to be the devil going against.
Yeah, you're a horrible person
going against a team that's been very good. But and look, let's face it, Loyola very underrated coming into the tournament, no question. But Vegas was sort of on top of it. I mean, in the first game against the sixth seed, they were only about a 1.5-point underdog against Miami. But here's where I think they benefited. If you look at all four matchups, obviously a relatively easy road. They didn't face the number one seed, the number two seed, didn't play talented teams like Kentucky or Arizona. But I just look at each team they faced, and all four teams were missing at least a key player or starter when they matched up with Loyola. And then you also look at Loyola's, you know, the fact that they've played teams that have been relatively inexperienced. Only three senior starters is what they've faced so far out of a possible 20. Michigan's got a couple of senior starters, a couple of junior starters, no freshmen. And I think that's Loyola because they're so efficient on offense and the way they play. I think that inexperienced teams have gotten a little impatient. That's what made Loyola pretty good. But I don't think that's going to be the case here against Michigan. I'm going to take the Wolverines minus the 5, 5.5.
You think it's a low-scoring game? I mean, obviously, but two defensive-minded teams. You think they stay under the number?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you look at Loyola's last nine games, 8-1 to the under. The only game that went over was that final blowout in the Elite Eight against Kansas State. I mean, if you're definitely looking to bet Loyola in this one, I think there's a solid correlation parlay. If you're looking at Loyola plus the 5.5, I think you also got to take the under. And then, obviously, there's always going to be a concern. Also, look at the fact that Michigan's one of the worst foul shooting teams in the country. And when you're sitting with a line 5.5, 5, 5.5, and don't look no further than the game against Florida State where they missed 8 critical free throws and where one extra made free throw for Michigan in that game would have given them the cover.
Well, that's on Florida State for not fouling.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not accusing anyone of point shaving, but yeah. Let's talk about the other game, Villanova and Kansas. I think these two teams are pretty similar. Two teams that love to shoot the three. It just seems Villanova's better at it, and Villanova's got a bunch of guys who can shoot, a bunch of guys who can handle the ball. Kansas is more reliant on two or three guys. What are your thoughts on that matchup, and does Kansas have a shot to beat them?
Oh, of course Kansas has a shot because, I mean, obviously the Kansas exceeded expectations even in the Elite Eight round where they were an underdog against a number two seed in Duke. But you're exactly right, two very similar teams, just Villanova's head and shoulders above not only another number one seed in Kansas, but the rest of everyone else in college basketball. And you look no further than that last game in the Elite Eight round against a very good Big 12 team. People forget Texas Tech in the middle of February was probably going to win the regular season title in the Big 12 if Keenan Evans doesn't get hurt. Villanova had their worst shooting percentage from the field in three seasons against Texas Tech. Hit only 33%, 4 out of 24 from three-point range, and still beat a very good Big 12 team by 12 points. They can't shoot 33%. Because Kansas will make them pay on the other side, unlike Texas Tech's offense. But I expect Villanova to have, let's just say, an average shooting night. If that's the case, I think they cover the 5-point spread. Villanova right now, probably offensively one of the best teams I've seen in college basketball the last 15, 20 years.
And the total there, 155, it's been hanging steady at 155. Like I said, both these are really good offenses. Villanova maybe a little underrated defensively, at least with what they've shown in this tournament. You think that 155 is a good number?
I think it's a solid number. I'd probably lean more towards the over, but I'm glad you brought up Villanova's defense. That'd be the second reason why I like them. Middle of February, I had my concerns about Villanova's defense. Didn't even rank in the top 40 at that point, but they really clamped down last nine games. They've held 7 of their opponents to 70 points or less. And now you look at efficiency, now they're in the top 15. So lean towards the over, although I must say, in a big cavernous arena, the Alamo Dome, 155 is a pretty big number, for even though both teams like to run and gun and like to get up the floor.
You got any thoughts on the rubber match between North Texas and USF?
I like North Texas. Loved them last night. Like them again here. They've clearly been the better team. San Francisco had a 5-minute stretch in game one where they outscored North Texas 22-2, hit 6 threes in that 5-minute stretch. Other than that, North Texas has been the better team, despite the fact you look at North Texas from behind the arc, 6 out of 39 in the first two games. I just think if they just have an average night shooting from behind the arc, they win by double digits just like they did in game two. North Texas, the better team. Now, it's priced higher than, obviously, game two's line, but I'm going to take them minus the 4.5.
Man, what an awesome tournament North Texas has had, right? If they played like that all season, who knows?
Oh, and bright future. Keep in mind they got a first-year coach, and they're coming off an 8-22 season. So I think the future really looks bright for the Mean Green.
All right, that's Brad Powers. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. So Brad, what's next now? Once college basketball's over, what are you
diving
into?
Take some time off, Brad.
No, I actually dive right into the NBA playoffs. I mean, that's a season in itself with 2 months. But we start looking over to college football. There's probably 40 or 50 spring games that'll be DVR'd by me. I got to get through them. And, you know, we're less than 2 months away from a lot of the season win totals being released, all 130. So I got a lot of college football work here at me, believe it or not, in the next couple months.
Well, we'll find an excuse to have you jump on whenever you get when we get the totals and some things like that, and then hopefully we'll do this again as we get closer to football season, start getting back into a weekly thing, because really have enjoyed having you on the show, man.
Hey, appreciate you guys having me on. It's been a pleasure. Went by quick. Good luck. Enjoy the Final Four.
All right, thank you. That's Brad Powers. Go check him out on pregame.com, and yeah, he's had a really good basketball season. As of you, I mean, you guys murdered it this year, and I'm telling you, you're at 60%. That's badass. Yeah. By the way, Astros win 4-1. Ken Giles in midseason form gives up a run in the ninth. So there you
all
go.
All right.
But he did close it out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Boy, the Villanova's odds have sure dipped to win the whole thing. They're at minus 150 now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, just looking at it on my bookie.
Yeah. That's
I played him at 125.
I tend to agree.
I got him at 125 earlier in the week, and I guess people have jumped all over that. And I feel like that's a fair price. Minus 150, especially since I think Kansas is the one that you look at and you go,
I mean, they're the scariest game left, obviously. I mean Villanova and Michigan would make a really interesting matchup. Two really different styles of play, but I tend to lean with Villanova in all these games, especially if they were to play Michigan, because, you know, Brad just mentioned Michigan, one of the worst free throw shooting teams in the country. Villanova's one of the best. I mean, all of their guys hit free throws, all of them. There's nobody that you can hack late in the games, and it just doesn't work. They all hit free throws. It's a well-coached, well-oiled machine, man. I have a hard time seeing anybody else winning, but, Kansas has already surprised me a couple times.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, and we come back, we'll have a gym of the day. But right now, I'm going to tell you about a real gym. And you're running out of time, guys. This is your chance to go to the Masters. And One Concierge is a terrific company. They put together amazing trips that people like us usually don't have access to. If you want that ultimate VIP golf excursion to Augusta next week, you can still get in. You get chartered jet travel from Houston to Augusta. You get ground transportation to your premium hotel. And you get 2 or 4 day passes to the Masters. And believe me, it is hard to get passes for this now because Tiger's back and people think he has a chance. So that's a hard ticket. It's always a hard pass to get anyway. With Tiger there, it's going to be even harder. And so you get all this from One Concierge. And maybe you're already going. Maybe you don't want to mess with the charter jet. You already have your flight booked. That's okay. You can get some of the other great options they include, like golf at one of the premium courses at Augusta, or unlimited entry to the best 5-star hospitality club at Augusta with gourmet food and beverages. And if you want to take a group, any group of 8 comes with a Masters host home, which has a private in-home chef too. So get some buddies together. Go to the Masters with One Concierge. So many great trips, and we had Lance on the other day. We're talking about the Derby, or you want to go to the Indy 500, all those kind of things. They put those kind of trips together. Just go check them out at jets4golfers.com. That's jets, the number 4, golfers.com. It's your turn to go to the Masters. Basically, last chance here, so get in on it now, jets4golfers.com. I never make the same mistakes, moving with a change of pace, light a load. See, now the king is straight, swelling my melon, cause none of these real hurt equal. Telling police, how can a kingpin squeal? This is crazy, I'm on the right track, I'm finally found. You need some soul searching, the time is now. All I need is one. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. Come join us at Tastemakers, April 4 at Silver Street Studios. We'll have amazing cuisine from Houston's top restaurants with an open bar. Tickets are on sale now for only $55 at culturemap.com/tastemakers. Grab tickets while they last, because tickets at the door, $65. Still a great deal, but don't wait. Jump in there now. So, your Astros got the all-important opening win.
1-0. Someone's O had to go, Fred, and it was the Rangers.
Always the case. Opening day, no way that you both leave undefeated. You can't,
nope.
Can't win all 162. It's difficult. Can't win all 162 until you win the first one. All right, let's get to a Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So, did you do the Beyonce thing for Hoffman on Hollywood? Or
I didn't.
Okay. Apparently, there's a huge scandal because someone famous bit Beyonce at a party on the face.
Oh, no. I hope it was mini-me, Vern Troyer.
Well, I think it was a female. And so this whole thing, everybody's going around trying to figure it out. And in fact, one Irish betting website made Lena Dunham the favorite. And she tweeted out that as the patron saint of she would do that, I didn't. Which I don't really know much about Lena Dunham, other than she came up with a show that I didn't like on HBO that wasn't for me, and that she tends to pop up in the news for goofy stuff.
And she likes to get naked on her show.
Yeah.
Even though
you don't really want to see
Yeah.
it. But apparently there was an actress there that basically bit Beyonce. Beyonce stormed away, went up to Jay-Z and was like, Jay, come here. This bee... And snatched him. They went to the back of the room. I was like, what just happened? Beyonce's friend walked up and said, can you believe this bee just bit Beyonce? So I said to Beyonce, did she really bite you? She was like, yeah. I was like, she's going to get her ass beat tonight. And I was like, Tiffany, no, don't do that. That bee is on drugs. She's not even drunk. She's on drugs. She's not like that all the time, just chilled. So, of course, now the hashtag who hit Beyonce has been trending on Twitter all week long. Dunham was the 2-1 favorite, according to
Irish Ops. Who's biting people? What's going on?
Well, somebody's on drugs. It's got to be, right? Bite her in the face, too.
Yeah.
Saina Latham? I don't know her either. She was a 7-2 second choice. Apparently, she was the star of Love and Basketball.
Okay.
There's not really any movies that start with the word love that I'm going to watch. Sarah Foster, who was from 90210, also ruled herself out as the culprit. Says, flattering that anyone thinks I could get this close to Beyonce. So, very interesting. That's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
Don't bite people's faces.
Yeah.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Beyonce strikes me as somebody who would just clock you if you did that, though.
Yeah.
I'm a little surprised that she took the high road. Good for her. So, I don't know if we mentioned the fact that Eureka Heights is making a glitter beer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another one for you. I know people are experimenting and stuff. But this new one here, Lehigh Valley, is doing a Peeps beer.
Yeah, I saw that. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't like Peeps.
I don't like Peeps.
Peeps are basically just yellow balls of sugar.
Yeah.
That's all they are. Now you're going to make a beer
you
out
like
of
Peeps,
that?
Joan? You seem like a Peeps guy.
No.
Okay, good.
I mean, and it's different when you're older. I mean, that's like instant diabetes to eat one of those now. But when you're a kid, you just eat all the sugar you can. It doesn't count. But there is another company that's going to basically do non-alcoholic beer before you say, oh, no, I don't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use THC instead.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah, that actually sounds pretty good to me. But they're setting up the place in Colorado and hope to start production by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that one. And then finally, just one other kind of weird story. You know how baseball players tend to be the ones who get the weird injuries?
Yeah.
Where they, you know,
you're carrying grocery bags or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Salvador Perez has been pretty damn durable throughout his career,
right? Yes.
Slipped last night carrying his luggage and has MCL tear.
Yeah, not great.
Out 4 to 6 weeks for carrying luggage. Who was it that had a dream about a spider or something and jumped out of bed and messed up his ankle? I mean, I love weird injuries that have nothing to do with sports. Carrying your luggage. That's a good one. All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Can we talk a little football when we come back?
I'd be okay
with
that.
Well, we got Yuval first, but I've got Lance's latest mock draft we haven't hit on yet. I'd like to kind of go through that, see where he has people going, because, you know, Lance is pretty good. He knows his stuff.
He knows what's what.
Yeah, he's a smart when it comes to the draft, no matter what Twitter says about him.
It's kind of his job.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Guess what, Fred? Guess what you can get now? I'll answer for
burpees.
You.
Burpees.
I mean, that's technically true. But you can also get Rockets season tickets for 2018-19 already. They're already on sale. And you can reserve a VIP Rockets experience like never before, because for the first time ever in history, you can lock in your ticket price for the next three seasons with a three-year club seat ticket package, three special seasons, one special price. No need to worry about the price of season tickets going up, which they inevitably will if the Rockets keep doing what they're doing. You buy now, you get priority for this year's playoff tickets, and there's going to be a lot of playoff basketball in Houston this season. The three-year VIP plan is offered for the club seats only, but all other price levels are on sale as well. Really simple to get them. Go to Rockets.com or give them a call, 713-627-DUNK, and you can get your hands on yours today. That's Rockets.com or 713-627-DUNK to get the 2018-19 Rockets season tickets now.
You're miles away, but I still feel you. Anywhere I go,
stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth.